And many of them were already reeling. This past weekend, Parkland, Florida, saw the second suicide in a week of a Parkland school shooting survivor. Earlier today, before the news from Newtown, we reached Ryan Petty. His 14-year-old daughter, Elena, was one of the victims of that mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. He founded the Walk Up Foundation, the idea of students walking up to someone in need to prevent a school shooting. We started by acknowledging that the death of another child, a survivor, by suicide, must be cutting into a wound that's still wide open.
Yeah, this is tragic news on the heels of the loss of so many last February, and just a community that's still in trauma.
Yeah.
So just terrible news this week.
Well, we spoke with Dr. Kelly Posner-Gerstenhaber. She's with Columbia's protocol, the Columbia protocol, the questions that people are encouraged to ask people that they think might be in trouble. She's been working with the Parkland schools. She said she expected this because of the high rate of suicide and depression among kids anyway, and then you layer on it this trauma. Did you kind of expect it as well?
Unfortunately, yes. As I was working with Dr. Posner and with folks at the Secret Service, one of the things I learned last year in the aftermath of the tragedy, trying to make sense of why somebody, you know, why a student would come back into school and shoot up the school and kill 17 students and teachers. One of the things I learned is these follow-on effects from these mass casualty incidents. And I learned that, you know, there were almost as many that died of suicide after Columbine as died in the actual event. Mm-hmm. And that made me very concerned. And so in May of last year, we put on a community event focused on suicide prevention. I think we were probably too early. I don't think the community was ready to hear that. I think we were still dealing with the initial trauma and not ready to hear about secondary trauma. But now, unfortunately, with the deaths of two more students, I think the community is now ready to hear,
right,
and ready to do things differently.
Well, let's hear the questions that need to be asked. And by the way, we know that one of those who took their own life was 19-year-old Sydney Aiello. Her mother said that she'd been diagnosed with PTSD. She had survivor's guilt. I can't imagine. I mean, you know, we know what it's like to have a nightmare. We can't imagine what it's like to live it and not get it out of your head. And then it was a sophomore this past weekend. And perhaps they were asked these questions. We don't know that, but we do know that it's recommended that questions be asked. What are some of the questions?
Well, you're right. The issue we have to deal with first, you have to deal with the trauma. And I think one of the lessons learned coming out of this, particularly in the schools, is the approach was, you know, they went first to counseling and didn't deal with the trauma. And so I think, you know, We came together yesterday as a community, school district representatives, law enforcement, parents, teachers, the mayor of Parkland. We were all there, and I think one of the things we recognized is the approach needs to be to deal with the trauma first, mm-hmm. and then move to counseling. But the questions are very simple. The Columbia Protocol is something that anyone can do, and that's one of the things that, in my view, is such a blessing that to know that we can all be a part of the solution. And so the questions are very simple. There's just six questions. The first five are the ones that we initially go to, but they're simple questions like, have you wished you were dead or wished you could go to sleep and not wake up? Mm. Have you thought about how you might do this? Or have you had any intention of acting on these thoughts of killing yourself, as opposed to you have the thoughts, but you definitely would not act on them?
Well, interestingly, Dr. Posner-Gerstenhaber said that people won't lie when they answer these questions. They'll tell you the truth. But Ryan Petty, have you felt the need to ask your son Patrick?
I've asked my kids these questions, yes. These questions are incredibly effective, and we just need people to be aware and not be afraid to ask.
That's Ryan Petty. His 14-year-old Elena was killed in the Parkland mass shooting. He has founded the Walk Up Foundation to try to prevent school violence and, I'm assuming, suicide as well. And he's commenting on two suicides recently. I think you tweeted out, it's 17 plus 2. Ryan, thank you.
Thank you.
And we also reported earlier on Jeremy Richman, the parent of a Newtown shooting victim who apparently took his own life this morning.